Rocky Mountain Sigh. Your dream may be exquisite, but eventually you have to wake up. There are dreams, and then there is reality. We had pursued our dream, but it only took us so far. Understandably, we had become more and more concerned with our individual goals. As much as we might have accomplished, we were out of our depths. The more we worked, the more we understood what we needed to do, and the more impossible it seemed to be. So we put the theater up for sale. We had a number of interested buyers, and initially, it looked as if we might get our investment back. No such luck. The Old West has its ways, and all our neighbors had to do to prevent the sale was not grant water rights to the buyer. Water rights, as in access to water that crosses their land. So our friendly neighbors squeezed us, and we got back a pittance. The loss of money wasn't as tough to deal with as the fact that we all spun out in different directions, knowing full well we would never know another time like this in our lives. It was time to deal with the real world, and that's a lot easier to do as a group. I was offered a job by the vice principal of the school running the vocational educational program for the county. I deeply appreciated the fact that he had that kind of faith in me. But I didn't want any kind of real job in the first place. So it made no sense for me to stay on. I couldn't see trying to get kids interested in working in places where I wouldn't want to work. Fuck Horace Greeley. It was time for me to head back east.